Hey, 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 how's everybody doing? This is Chet Garner, and you're listening to the Day Tripper Podcast. This is episode 8, and we'll be talking today about Texas is for lovers.
Oh,
it's February, after all, the month of love. So I'm your host, Chet Garner, here in the studio. I got Mr. Todd White.
Howdy, folks.
Mr. Richie Lozano.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
And Miss Kelly Baldwin.
Hello, hello.
Who is back. I know a lot of y'all missed her last month. It's good to have her back.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so this podcast is brought to you guys by the Highland Lakes of Texas. That's thehighlandlakes.org. It is Burnett County and all the fantastic places you can get away there inside of the county. And since we're talking about love, you know that they've got tons of romantic little hideaways all back up there in the hills. Book one for yourself and for your special somebody. You can get all information at thehighlandlakes.org. thehighlandlakes.org. So guys, good to have everybody back here in the studio. What y'all been up to?
You know, since the last time, I think we've been prepping for new shoots coming up here. In fact, by the time you hear this podcast, we will have already been to Rockport and back.
That's true. Next week. I'm super pumped about it. It was supposed to be last week, and this stinky January rain rained us out, man. There's a reason I live in Texas and not Seattle. Because I started to get pretty depressed. I mean, when you've got no sunlight for like 8 days in a row and it's doing nothing but raining, you're all with me? They call it seasonal affective disorder. I've totally got that.
Kind of like cabin fever or something?
It's exactly like cabin fever. The people in Seattle and Portland, all them get it because it's sad and dreary. And yeah. Our bodies in Texas require a certain amount of vitamin D from the sun. And if we don't get it, at least if I don't get it, I get cranky.
I don't know. My Irish white skin really kind of appreciates the cloud coverage, so no, like, qualms here.
Kelly was dancing the jig all over her apartment last week.
But wait a minute, because Kelly, you're an outdoor person. You love the outdoors, hiking. You're always going to other, you know,
when the weather's rock climbing. Nice. I also appreciate bad weather days where I can stay inside and
called SPF 100.
They make that. That is what I use.
And Netflix.
Yeah. So, like the bad weather doesn't bother you?
No, like, I don't mind at all.
Gosh, it kills me.
I need the sunshine. I need big, bright Texas skies and sunshine to think. I don't know. It's like the winter, in my opinion, is just gross.
Yeah.
Everything's dead. It's just brown. It's gray.
Yeah.
Especially in Central Texas, the sun doesn't come out. It's just cloud cover all the time. And the days are very short. Very short.
That is one thing that gets me, is the shortness of the days. It'll be like 5 o'clock and the sun's going down and then it's dark. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do for the next 5 hours?
It's worked
hours.
Pretty well to our benefit because we can trick our kids. It can be like 6:30 and it's dark. We're like,
your benefit.
Guys, it's super late. Look how dark it is outside. Y'all are going to bed right now. We've been pulling that a lot on them. It's pretty fun.
Yep. No, I get that. In fact, it also messes our dog's schedule up because they want to eat dinner really early. And it's just like, come on, guys.
Yeah, because they're not living on the clock, man. That's all that circadian rhythm for them, man.
It is. It is. But it also is beneficial for our shoots because we actually get to...
No, it doesn't. It makes our shoots
it
suck.
Kills
what are you
our
talking
shoots.
About?
We have to... Yeah, we
it
call
shortens
it quits
our days.
By 5:30. It's like, oh, man.
The sun doesn't come up or look good until like 9 or 10.
And then we lose 3 hours in the evening.
And then we can't shoot anything... afternoonish because
this
looks
is the
like
segment
the
where we all disagree
down.
With what Todd just said.
Am I the only one that actually wants to get back to our cool plush room at Best Western and crash?
No,
and
relax?
There's but I'm responsible for getting shots.
Yeah, relaxing
executing
and making an episode are
two different things.
Very different things.
Absolutely, I totally agree.
The winter shoots are very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we did have a couple good days of sunshine, and I got to go spend some time outside with the kids. Got to go hiking. It was pretty nice. Like, for instance, this past weekend was phenomenal. It was gorgeous. Went hiking, and then, what about you guys? What y'all been up to?
I started taking a ballet class.
Yes! That's awesome!
I am not the most graceful.
I'm holding in the laughing.
Oh, I think that is awesome.
I am not the most graceful or elegant of creatures by any means.
Just watch past... episodes and watch Kelly move.
I've got this long, lanky body that's really great for awkward things, but not so much for elegant, graceful things. So I've started taking a ballet class.
You have to buy like the leotard and the tutu.
Oh, yeah. I got my little pink tights. I've got my black leotard, my ballet slippers, and I put my little hair up in a bun, and I felt like a little 5-year-old girl going to dance recital the other day.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. When you need to start super gluing the sequins onto your recital costume, Richie can do that.
I have that sewing machine. I can make any costume I've ever wanted.
Bedazzle it. Bedazzle it. That's what I should do.
So Patsy and I went to go see a movie actually in the past couple of weeks. We saw Into the Woods, and that was really good. I mean, it's not for kids. Not for kids.
But it's like billed as, I mean, it's Disney, right?
It's Disney. It is. It is. Yeah, but it's a musical. And
okay.
It's kind of dark, and it's based on the Grimm's fairy tales, but it's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Cool.
All right. Awesome.
Well, we're going to jump into a new segment besides just what we've been doing the past month. What has Texas been up to the past month? We're going to call this... What? Yeehaw! Yeah! Meanwhile, in Texas, where, you know, we're always combing the internet and keeping track of social media and stuff, and there's always things that pique my interest, and I don't know if you guys have heard about it or not, but you guys know we got a new governor now. Did you see that
when does that take over? Is it already happening?
Today.
Today.
Oh, wow.
Today, actually. Okay. Yeah. But he is throwing a big party on the Capitol grounds. And to feed the people at his inauguration is going to take 17,000 plates of barbecue.
17,000.
He called in a caterer from Dallas.
That sounds like Labor Day. What are you talking about?
That's 4 tons of brisket, over a mile of sausage, and approximately 1,700 pies.
Wow. That's some serious grazing.
Go, Governor.
Nobody does it better.
Did Perry ever do anything like that? I don't remember. I mean,
I don't remember either.
By the end there, he was getting elected too many times, so it's kind of like, yeah, okay, there's another one. But, like, Greg Abbott's bringing a party, man.
That is very cool.
I hope this whole governorship's going to go like that, just free barbecue for everybody all the time.
So, speaking of pies, I was reading through Texas Highways magazine, and they have an article in their food section on an easy grapefruit pie using Texas grapefruit. I don't get that.
Like big chunks of grapefruit? In the pie?
Yeah, it's got big chunks, and it goes into this long article about it's citrus season, and talks about using the grapefruits and the oranges while they're at their peak and making pies.
I can see it.
I can see it if it's like a key lime pie. That, like, you know, like just a pink key lime pie with some tartness to it.
Yeah, I would be down for that. I could do that.
Pretty good.
I like a key lime pie.
I can see the fruit. I can see the fruit pieces, too.
Mm.
Wow. I've been eating the heck out of some grapefruit we have at our house. Yeah. I love grapefruit season, man.
I just cannot make the leap to the pie. But
I'll try it. Give me a slice of some vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
And then in sad Texas news, the Flower Man of Houston died. He died about a year ago, but they are going to tear down his house, which has become a Houston landmark.
Man of Houston. You have to
so it's one of those quirky Houston art scene things that...
Houston.
I know. You, Houston, with your humidity and your mosquitoes and your craziness. The people down there are wacky, man. I know Austin gets billed as the weird city, but the people in Houston are just as weird, you know, in pockets.
And
it just doesn't.
There's more of them.
It's just not as pervasive as Austin or, like, maybe as strong. But the ones that are wacky are super wacky. The Flower Man had a house that was something like the Beer Can House or the Orange Show. The Art Car Parade, kind of in that same vibe. It was decorated from top to bottom, painted crazy with fake, you know, flowers in it. You know, the little, like, whatever.
Silk flowers.
Yeah, silk flowers. Yeah, okay. Anyway, he died about a year ago, and the city of Houston has decided that his landmark house, which is one of the most iconic things of Houston, is going to be either torn down or renovated. But it's not going to be the same anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. Oh, Houston.
That BBD, bigger, better deal.
Yeah, that's right. I guess so.
And by the time that you hear this podcast, it'll also be time to celebrate. It'll be February the 1st of 1861, where Texas is official.
Wait. 1861 is coming up?
It is. It is. 1861. We're going to relive this moment.
Tech. We're on some big tech for 18.
But that's the official day, the anniversary of when Texas seceded from the Union.
Take that.
February 1.
Very proud.
Take that, America.
Yeah.
February 1.
We do what we want to do. Well, not really. It's sort of like doing what everybody else is saying to do.
Well, at that point, though, Texas actually became the 17th state to secede from the Union, and we had a vote of 166-8 in favor of the measure.
Ooh.
You know, there were. If you look at the county count, there were counties that were still in favor of being part of the Union, primarily the German ones. It's kind of interesting.
And you know, people
thought
it was
didn't want to secede.
And people thought it was a shoe-in that we were going to stick around because Houston was a pretty staunch unionist at that point as well. And by him being the governor, they thought
he kind of threw his career down the
time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of cool history stuff, did anybody watch there's a preview for History Channel coming up, the series Texas Rising.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Check it out. Texas Rising. Everyone's in it. It's this giant mini series. I think they shot most of it in Durango and in Mexico, because anything I can find about it is all in Spanish language, like YouTube videos of them doing horseback training and on the set and stuff like that. But
everybody,
I think Bill Paxton's going to be.
It's a narrative.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, it looks huge. Like, the whole trailer is based on Travis's letter from the Alamo.
Okay.
And Brendan Fraser's in it. I don't know who he's playing, but Bill Paxton's in it. I'm pretty sure he's going to be Houston. Olivia Martinez is going to be Santa Ana. It looks epic. It looks really good.
That's nice. Cool. Meanwhile, in Texas, like the History Channel's made an awesome show about us. History Channel does a good job too. That's gonna be
great. Well, these look better than ever. And like, and also that Sons of Liberty show that just started on History Channel as well.
Is that good?
It's supposed to be really awesome. I remember. Okay, History Channel did that awesome thing where America, the story of us. Mm-hmm. You've seen those,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Really good.
Great.
Like a little different for them. Then they did Sons. I got way off. They got Mankind, the story of all of us, and that was kind of weak. But anyway, they're like taking it a step even farther. Narrative, it looks like it's shot really well.
Cool.
Production value is very high.
Man, is this pendulum swinging like way back? I feel like for the longest time it was in like the dirtiest, cheapest reality TV you could possibly make with.
And now everything has gone the other way.
I know. Yeah. Like now I think they're trying. Really high budget epics.
Yeah. Well, and then like the new CEO who took over Discovery was like, okay, look, we're getting back to we're getting back to real shows.
Okay.
Like, it was a statement. It was like,
like
part of the press release was, we're getting back to Discovery used to be a science thing about learning.
Education.
Yeah.
Now we're like,
honey,
I love the car show, but now we're building
boo-boo.
Cars and hunting for gold, and it has nothing to do with science anymore.
The foundation of the channel.
So they're going to make definitely a stride back, but I'm glad History Channel.
Texas Rising.
I'm surprised not on History
Set your DVR, folks.
Yeah, that's the joke for History Channel. You know, H2, because we messed up the first one. You know, History Channel 2 is where all the good programs
are. Yeah, that's right. H2 is the actual historical
Pawn
stuff.
Stars and all that.
Oh, now that sounds awesomely epic.
Yeah, I hope so.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, speaking of Texas, I guess we're always speaking of Texas, really. Let's jump right into what we're here to talk about. The main content of the show, giving people some ideas of ways to be romantic in Texas. Are the sweet, sweet sounds of Texas bringing its romance to you and your loved ones.
That's right.
It don't get much. Oh, the saxophone just died. I was getting into my Kenny G mood.
Wasn't even a good reverb on it. Or it faded away.
Sustain.
Just to kick things off. Well, I'm going to start this with just a big caveat that this is not the Love Guru podcast, all right? So chances are most of what we say will be incorrect and a horrible idea for something to do with your special someone. But some of these might give you some inspiration or ideas. We are not the Love Doctor. At least I am not. Richie could be from time to time.
Yeah, we're going to put on some Sade.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. All right, so I've got a list of 10 romantic places in Texas.
Whose list is this?
And I don't know if this is a top 10 or anything.
This is just what you
this
found.
This is an amalgam of other lists. Right. Okay. Yeah. This is a compilation, because if you start looking for romantic ideas in Texas, you get a whole bunch of sponsored garbage, which means everyone is Googling romantic ideas in Texas. And the people are, you know, jumping in there with these sponsored lists. You can't trust them. I don't know if these are in any particular order. So... Yeah. Stargazing in West Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'd be down for that. Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
That's cool.
Fort Davis?
Yes. Maybe, beautiful out there.
Maybe not at the McDonald Observatory unless you got a really sciencey type of girl.
I think that could also actually be a really cool date.
I love the observatory, but you got to have a girl that's going to be into that.
That's not for everybody.
It's got to be your vibe.
But I think stargazing is for everybody.
Yes.
Pretty much, right? I love stargazing.
In Houston, love the stargazing. Yeah. Matter of fact, you can take quite a bit of time trying to stargaze in Houston.
Stargaze, singular.
Singular gaze.
The one star you can see in the Houston sky at night.
Baby, that's a plane, baby. That's a plane.
It's moving. Okay, the Tyler Rose Garden. I bet that's pretty romantic if you're into the roses thing.
You can't pick any of those roses, though, right?
No, not at all. No.
Yeah, I don't know about
thin.
That then.
Thin.
Okay. No. Scenic Drive in El Paso. And this is a windy road that takes you up into the mountain overlooking the city. So you basically get
it's a particular road.
The full cityscape of El Paso and even some of Mexico as well. All in one big view.
Kind of like the whole Lover's Overlook kind of thing.
Exactly. It's like the Lover's Overlook type of thing.
Kind of like our view from the top of the Weiler Tramway at the top at the mountain.
Yeah. But this one doesn't, you don't have to pay money and get on a tram.
So you can drive yourself up there.
Yeah, it's a park open for everybody. That's another thing. That's a thing that are if you're into it or not. Do you like looking at cityscapes at night?
Yeah,
my wife doesn't like that at all. She's like, those are just buildings.
I think you've seen one, you've seen them all. It's kind of like,
you think?
No, I don't know about that.
I mean, I think you see a big city, they kind of look all the same. You see a small town, they kind of look all the same.
Yeah, but this is different. I mean, the city's kind of below you, you're up in the mountain.
I get it. I get it, but I don't know. I'm kind of with Laura on that. I don't think so.
Yeah, like buildings and lights. She'd much rather look at the stars than man-made artificial lights coming from something. I think cityscapes are pretty at night. I think they are. If you've got enough distance from them.
Okay.
I hate being in the city looking up. But, all right. Anyway, that was on the list. The 290 Texas Wine Trail. Johnson City to Fredericksburg.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's good.
Romance.
There are some good stops and some B&Bs along the way.
The bed and breakfast thing.
Overnighting, that's different.
Yeah, but like just the idea of like spending the romance of wine and the Italian.
Smells and the days.
The swirling and the spitting of the
wine headaches. Maybe I have a headache, baby.
All right, so maybe no.
Well, you could.
Here's another one. Todd, this one might appeal to you. The Riverwalk at night.
Yes, that, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah.
I grew up in San Antonio. Yes, that is like a romance destination in San Antonio.
Going for a nice stroll along the Riverwalk? No?
So many high schoolers.
That, baby? That's the river. You smell that?
That's a family thing. Like when we were kids, we used to take weekend trips down to San Antonio. My mom, my dad, my brother, and I. We'd stay in the hotel and then walk along the river at night and like eat a cool dinner out on the little
table. Push your brother
table.
Into the river.
Yeah,
walk.
Pretend about pushing my brother in. Yeah. And chase.
It's 100 feet deep. You'll never survive.
Chase all the ducks around. That was a family thing for me.
Okay, so not so much romance in that.
No.
Have you been back as an adult?
I have, and it still feels like that same family outing
just
to me.
Just a little girl in a ballet.
And see, my wife and I, actually, one of our first dates was out there at a restaurant on the Riverwalk.
See, there you
long
go.
Long two-hour conversation, a nice stroll along the river, having ice cream afterwards, looking at the art and the murals, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, I'm with Kelly. Yeah. We did the Riverwalk as a family on holidays.
Growing up, yeah.
Visiting people. So it was like... You know,
that 35
Mexicans on one side, all moving, you know,
in a herd,
as a horde.
Is that what you call a group of Mexicans?
Well, kind of. I mean, you know, it's kind of what it is. But still, it's like a whole group of us.
And
is
so,
down there,
yeah,
so.
That's way too much.
I mean, it's kind of this is becoming like a spend time with your special someone
with your special lady. Well, you know, but these are places to spend time with your special someone, right?
Okay. And
different. I think they appeal to different. They're going to appeal to different types of people.
They will.
Agree.
They
totally
will.
Agree.
Because I have to say, you know, there's nothing in my mind quite like having a nice dinner outside in the patio at the Little Rhine Steakhouse, the Arneson River Theater right around the corner. The music, the lights.
Where's that?
What is he talking
Rhine
about?
Steakhouse. What do you? Yeah.
That's on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. It's right next to the Arneson River Theater.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it. Is it one of those that's not glaringly obvious tourist attraction?
It's not. It's not at all.
See, there you go. Yep. There you go. Okay, so here's another one. Wildflowers in Washington County, like that stretch of Texas around Brenham, Round Top, Belleville. Wildflowers. Looking at wildflowers. What do you think?
Baby, it's just you and me, wildflowers, and a bottle of Zyrtec.
I was going to say,
cut those allergies down.
The first thing that comes to my mind is sneeze attack. Giant sneeze.
Like I had before this episode started. Yeah.
And see, I think that's a family event. I would not think that as being a major romantic thing.
No?
I think little kids get
their
pictures.
I don't know. I could see if you have the right girl. That's a very ladybird thing to do.
That's true.
If you've got that kind of girl. Oh, yeah. Take her outdoors, baby.
Where's this again? I'm sorry.
Oh, they're at a picnic in the wildflowers.
The wildflowers.
Have y'all ever seen that picture? It gets passed around every wildflower season of the rattlesnakes in Texas have adapted. They've got new camouflage and it looks basically exactly like a blue bonnet.
Oh no.
So like watch out. I know people actually buy it every year. Like there are these, you know, mutated blue bonnet colored rattlesnakes and they're everywhere.
They're coming for you.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's pretty romantic. What about this one? The Reunion Tower, the big giant ball spinning in Dallas. Yes,
what do
no?
You, what do you do up there? Is there a restaurant?
Yeah, yeah, there's a restaurant there. There's an observation deck. It kind of, it's like, it's exactly like the one in San Antonio. It's the cityscape thing. Go to the top, look at the city. Ta-da.
So it's like a lookout there, but El Paso.
It's a lookout. With food. Yeah, it's a lookout.
Sorry, not feeling
no,
it.
No, not so much.
I could, yeah, if you enjoy this, I mean, if the you city. Enjoy the city,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. If you dig on the city vibe.
Okay.
Dig on that
I think
vibe.
So. Yeah, that's an urban romance. Mm-hmm. Very different, very
right,
different.
Right, right.
Sunset cruise on South Padre Island.
Ooh,
would have been nice. We were there.
Yep.
You know, the South Padre, most of the coast, right, it faces east, so you don't ever get to see a sunset
you
over
get those,
the water.
Yeah, you get the
but
sunrise.
When you're far enough away on the bay, on the island, you actually stare back at the mainland, and you get the sun going down on the water, which
the
is pretty cool.
Faces east, what?
Well, when you're standing on the coast, you face east.
Oh.
Yeah, it's on the east side of Texas. Right. So you're facing the sunrise, not so much the sunset. Mm-hmm. But in South Padre, you can be on the island
looking
facing
back.
West and see the sun go over the water, which is a very different kind of thing.
On the bay. The
yes,
inside, the,
you see
yeah,
it uh-huh. set over the bay. That's a good one. I like that one.
That's not bad.
This one, Mount Bonnell in Austin. One of the Austin things. I tell you, this is
overrated.
A thing, like, in overrated. College.
Overdone.
Oh, yeah.
We're locals. We're locals.
Overdone.
Oh, see,
yeah.
Y'all are locals.
So yeah, born over, and raised, yeah. So that's
and
I
will tell
before.
You, I don't know who the guy is. My apologies if you're a Day Tripper fan. The guy who built the house stinking right at the bottom of Mount Bonnell with these big floodlights on his backyard.
Stinking house and your stinking house face.
I mean, it is right there at the bottom. Mount Bonnell used to kind of feel like, I don't know. It was a myth. It wasn't really outside the city, but outside the city, you're in the country looking over the river with the big, you know, the electrical towers
yeah,
or whatever.
Right there in front of
and
you.
And the mansions.
Look
and
at
stuff.
All that electricity, baby. I am
but,
charged
but you felt
up
like
for
you were kind of separated. And then this okay. guy's got this big house there, man.
Ruined.
I don't know if that should be on the list anymore, but I still like Mount Bonnell.
And yeah, I actually shot a wedding there too. So there's a certain amount
like
of romanticism around that too.
I can see it's the same view from El Paso. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got the river.
Of,
we got a river.
No, it's the view. It's the same view from a high
view.
Spot.
Yeah.
View, alone
but
time
this is
with
a,
your,
a rural him. View. Like, this isn't a cityscape view. Oh, yeah, I guess if you look one way, you get the city. Oh, but yeah. I'm always looking the other way at the river.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer the river. That tells
I
you
think
who
the
I
appeal
am.
Is in the novelty. Like, if you haven't done it before, then it's probably a fun idea. But if you've grown up doing
yeah.
it, you know, it's
valid
not
point.
As yeah,
valid
not
point.
As exciting.
It's like you travel to these spots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Valid point. And then the last one. And, you know, this could really be a bunch of different places, but on this list is the Mansion at Turtle Creek. It is like the fanciest restaurant in Dallas. The fanciest restaurant in Dallas. Also a place to stay. It's got a hotel there, but the hotel is sort of hacked onto the side of this old mansion, and the old mansion is now a bar with rich mahogany walls.
Brought
and
to you by our sponsor, the Mansion at
Turtle Creek, and the restaurant. But the restaurant is always up there on the list of like best place to eat in Texas, most romantic places to eat in Texas, because it's an old mansion.
Most writers are from there in Texas. No.
Yeah. So, Laura and I have stayed there before. It was fantastic. We didn't have dinner there, but we had, I guess, brunch there. That was really nice. But it's the thing, like, how much romance do you find having dinner just as dinner
yeah.
in a place? To me, that's not high on my list of romantic things to do. Like,
dinner?
Yeah, dinner.
On its own.
I think it's time. I think it's time. The time you set apart for yourself and your partner.
And your yeah.
You know, whatever it is. Like I was saying about, you know, the best day trips that we take.
Mm.
The best day trips are with people that you love and that have fun with you the same way. You could go anywhere and do anything and everything could be a bust. We didn't make the ferry. We didn't have enough money to make the thing.
It was freezing cold.
Yeah,
it,
the food was bad or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It would be a great day trip if you went with people. So I think it's about...
It's just about the
carving
the
out the time and making that special. Wherever you go, at top of a mountain, bottom of a creek, the river at the whatever, the mountain at
the whatever. Yeah. These all kind of have
the
a theme, like you're looking at something or eating something. I would rather be spending time together doing something or looking at something as opposed to eating something. Although I do like eating places in nice, like eating at nice places. I like eating at dingy places too, but... That's not my idea of romance. It's sort of the thing that you do before the romantic thing.
Yeah, I'd rather do an act. I'd rather like do an activity as opposed to just having dinner be the romantic thing.
Yes, that's what I mean. That's kind of what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I can see
that's
that.
What I'm trying to say. Like there are a bunch of romantic restaurants in Austin. I don't know the Driscoll or what's that place? Jeffrey's or you know, a couple other places
Green
that you
pastures.
Can take. Green pastures. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And those
Chico's
places are
tacos.
Romantic, but like, you know, to me, that's easy. It's yeah. easy to go to dinner.
Yeah,
it's an easy thing.
I mean, but there's romantic cheese everywhere you go. Like, you could, Lindsay and I went to, okay, when we were first dating.
Forever ago.
We went to Burger King, drive-through.
Yeah.
And ate on the back of her tailgate.
Yeah.
And that's something I remember as one of the first things we ever did. So it's not that we need, you know, like Burger King is that special or the back. It's, you know, it's the
yeah.
memory. It's the memory
yeah.
thing.
Absolutely.
The backtracking.
And
thing,
I think that's my biggest thing is like, did you think about me and what I would like to do? And did you give me the time out of your busy schedule? Because we're all busy, right?
Right.
To prioritize me. I think that's what it's all about. But knowing if your lady is going to like staring, you know, looking at a mm-hmm. cityscape or the stars or a creek or a shopping mall
or
whatever.
Mars or whatever it is.
Yeah. Like,
we're going to yeah. Mars, baby.
Woo!
So, y'all have Valentine's traditions? Y'all? I mean,
no, I'm not. I mean, I'm not a big romance girl. I'm not a fancy girl. I'm a. I don't know. It doesn't take much.
I'll call you.
She needs a. Yeah. A red Let's box go. And a Yoo-Hoo, and Kelly's on
no,
a good
No, not like
day.
That. I just don't like. You. I don't like traditional.
The commercialism,
yeah,
the Hallmark holiday-ness
jewelry,
of Valentine's Day,
jewelry every.
I mean, I once went on a really awesome date at medieval times, like as an adult, and had a blast. You know,
drinking mead and eating turkey legs
and
watching jousting. And
kill
it doesn't get much better.
Wait,
oh, yelling louder.
That was number 11 on the list. Yeah, dinner
yeah,
at medieval
exactly.
times.
That's what
I missed
thought.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
me and
yeah.
my baby went to the Tyson fight. It was great.
You know.
Yeah, I for me, I'd rather have some kind of adventure than something just something commercial and out of the box.
Box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah,
yeah.
That really, you know, that really it feeds the mind.
Yeah,
you know, it feeds the brain. You need someone to challenge you, to get you. You know, dinner's fine. Like you were saying, dinner's fine. Or we went out and saw some city, but conversation. You know, you got to be able to talk
yeah,
to somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to be able to inspire somebody. And
we've stopped doing the out to eat dinner on Valentine's Day years ago, just because it was like, just throw in the towel, man.
It feels forced.
Yeah,
almost.
It did.
Well,
it did.
You're also competing with everybody else in town who's
right.
doing that. Yeah.
And they're ushering in. So they like jack the price up and they cut the menu down. It's like, why?
Well,
and then
gotta,
your expectations
yeah.
are so high. You've got to wear this
yeah.
and put on the
yeah.
thing and do this thing.
It's
like,
Valentine's.
Oh,
yeah.
Exhausting.
Yeah.
And not to mention the flowers. Not to mention the flowers. They like triple the price on the flowers
yeah.
and everything.
I
it's
guess
like,
flowers,
forget it.
The flowers.
I guess
yeah.
that list is pretty good for thinking outside the box.
It is. I'll give it that.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, what's the generic Valentine's Day.
Dinner and a movie.
Dinner,
flowers, chocolate, jewelry.
Jewelry and a terrier.
Wine. And the Sherwood Forest Fair is where we all like to go for New Year's.
Thank you, Mark
to
Wilson,
see
for
Merlin the Wise.
Waving wildly
it's
behind
so
the studio window.
Romantic.
No, but what
actually,
we,
oh,
like,
the, we have fun at the Ren Fest.
Oh
you
man, I am all
you
into. I am big on costumes.
That's all she needs.
Some people.
Yeah,
Kelly
give me
needs a little
give
bit
me
of chainmail and a broadsword.
Give
and
me
she's
an excuse to pretend to be something else or wear a costume, and I'm in.
But our Valentine's Day traditions. We cook. We would go to Whole Foods.
What do you cook?
Yeah,
man?
That's right, baby.
Heat up the kitchen.
Meat raw and red and ready.
Once you apply the rub it in deep and rub it in good.
Do you have a meal that you cook every year, or you just pick?
We go to Whole Foods usually and buy something that we would never buy on a random weekend, like scallops or
lamb,
a much bigger steak than we would ever, not a much nicer steak than we would ever buy. And
so,
or
no more chuck steak?
Lobster tail. Yeah, something like that, right. You know what I mean? Because you go to Whole Foods, you could spend, gosh, $40 on a weeknight meal. Like, no. We're going to go ahead and spend the $40-$50 on the food we're going to cook. You still have to cook it yourself, but it's more than we would normally ever spend.
Look, baby, it's sirloin. Oh, my, it's so expensive. But it says petite. All right, fine.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Mm. Todd, you've got some time in with your lady. What's the...
You know, we always like to just get away. It's all about, you know, to your point, Richie, the time we spend together. So it's not about a fancy restaurant, not about a fancy hotel. we've got a few little spots that we just really like to get away to.
Share with us?
Well, you know, so like last year we had took off to Stone Creek Settlement out in Salado. And it's just a series of little cottages, and it's absolutely wonderful. And that's one of our spots. But, you know, a throwback to some good memories. It used to be called the Havana Inn, and now it's Hotel Havana in San Antonio. And
heard
that
of
is
it. Never been.
Gorgeous little boutique hotel.
Brought to you by Hotel Havana.
Hotel Havana.
It's off the beaten path. It's in a more of a non-commercial part of the Riverwalk. And it's just a great little place to go stay. It's like you step back in the Casablanca days. It's just really
cool. I've heard awesome things about it. Laura and I have taken our little getaways. We don't usually do one for Valentine's Day, but we spread them out throughout the year. We went to one place in College Station, of all spots, but it was called the 7F Lodge. I knew about it because we had gone to a wedding there. But a former set designer who used to design, you know, theater sets built these probably like six different cottages spread throughout a property.
You told us about this.
And each one is themed after a different country.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So one is Mexico, and it looks like a shack, nothing, shanty from the outside with like tin and signs stapled on it. And then you walk inside, and it's this little, small, immaculate cottage with a big Virgen de Guadalupe above you and a heart-shaped hot tub.
Like, kinda, that's what you want staring back at you. Well, it sounds right?
It sounds
kind of gaudy,
but
fun.
It sounds like Epcot for adults.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah.
They had a Spain one, a France one, a Deep South one, but they're all very...
Sounds like Six Flags.
Well, you'd like the Blues one. It was called like the Deep South. It looked like a swamp shanty. And then you went inside, and there was some neon with like a really nice guitar, electric guitar in the corner. And
play the guitar? Cool.
Yeah, all kinds of like different bluesy type stuff, like the Mississippi Delta type stuff.
Baby, come to bed. I'm working on this riff, baby. I'm working on this riff.
which is hard. Like, it was nice, yet didn't, like, designed to not look nice, even though it was very nice.
Boutique. We didn't like the getaway stuff. Like, we did the Hotel Icon, brought to you by the Hotel Icon. The Hotel Icon in Houston and the Magnolia. Just kind of, take the whole weekend. And some of those things, if you get on them early, you book them early.
That's a nice hotel, like the Magnolia. It's a nice hotel. I shot a wedding there last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really the time you take. Can you recall any past?
Not for Valentine's Day.
Okay, in general romantic.
Just like a spontaneous, Nick came over one day, and it was just kind of like, oh, how was your day, blah, how was your day, blah. And he's like, well, screw it, just pack a bag. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, just go in your room and pack a bag. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay, packed a bag, and he's like, no, just come down and get in the car. Got in the car and drove to Porte, like just on the spot. Drove down, got there at night.
Yeah. That's a romantic adventure right there. Yeah. Are you big on surprises?
If they're clever. I don't like the surprise just for the sake of a surprise. If it's clever and it fits, yes.
Okay. Laura and I are big on surprises, like love surprises, because there's so few surprises left in life.
Yeah.
Like, so if I'm planning something for her, I don't tell her anything about it. You know, and like leave it all up to chance. I've gone so far as to blindfold her, like, and drive a long way before. She's done the same to me.
Oh, how funny.
Like, oh yeah, you're getting blindfolded, throw you in the car. She did that for my birthday because we've been working so hard this past. She blindfolded me, threw me in a car, drove in circles, and all we did was just go play tennis together at the tennis center. But it
See,
was fun.
That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea where we were going. It was cool.
I think if you can make something simple like that into something fun and surprising and adventurous, I think that's the key.
Versus if we had said, like, we're going to go play tennis. When are you available? Let's put it on
that's
the
That's not nearly as fun
like,
as
no.
But usually, usually the surprises are like, hey, we got this bill in the mail. Surprise.
That's right. Hey, Dang. Your kid's got strep throat. Fun.
Surprise, my car's not working. Like, yeah. Oh, no.
Hey. Yeah, see, those are the horrible surprises, so you got to make the romantic surprises. Mm-hmm. So. Bring it back. Bring life back up.
Hey, my car's not working. We're going to ride in one car together.
You know?
Yeah. Super romantic.
You know, Laura and I have taken a lot of day trips. The most romantic things I can think of are like literally day trips where we would go somewhere and just make it up. I mean, we're scouting for the show usually, but some swimming's involved. Eating at some place we've never eaten at is involved. Hey, you just spending time together. That's my best advice. That seems to be the advice of everybody.
Yeah.
It's but all like, about the time. Cater something you do toward the person you're doing it for. Don't
make
just,
it specific. Don't make it a
don't
generic.
Don't just pull something generic out of a hat.
Agreed.
Don't schedule it. Carve it out. I mean, you know, well, at 3:00, I got to do this other thing, but I'll be back. Like, no, I mean, you got to like.
Yeah. Give them time. Give them the time they deserve. Right.
Put the phone down.
Oh, God, yes.
Stop texting everybody, reading Facebook and all that. I'm guilty of that a lot. And so,
like earlier when we went to lunch.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, but Patsy likes that undivided attention, and that's really...
Yeah, Lars the same way.
It speaks volumes nowadays.
Are you sharing this date with me or your... Or with 1,200 fans, you know, whatever.
Or with the football game that's right behind me at the restaurant.
Yeah. So this is all been good. Here's some ideas that I jotted down maybe, and they're kind of all the same stuff we've been talking about. But there are some cool getaways that I've been looking to do that I would love. This is a thing for me. This isn't for everybody. But Kelly, I think this would be a thing for you too. Mm. A getaway to the Cypress Valley Canopy Treehouse.
Oh, yeah.
In Spicewood. Oh. They have a bed and breakfast room. In the middle of the zip
That's
lines.
That's right.
You stay in the middle of the woods.
That's a great idea.
Didn't it burn down?
They rebuilt it. Bigger and better, Richie.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
bring your Ewok costumes and really just feel like you're on the forest moon of Endor.
I hope they made it bigger because that room was tough.
Times, Ewoks.
That room was like the size of a cot and a closet for a
water. It did look small. It looked cozy.
Cozy. That's right. See,
quaint.
That's not small.
And cozy.
That's realtor talk when you're like, this house is tiny. No, it's not. It's cozy.
Quaint and cozy.
There's no air conditioning because there's fans because it's energy efficient.
Yeah. Right.
No, I like that idea. That's a good one.
That one. And then this other stuff is kind of what we talked about. Cook dinner instead of going out and fighting the masses. Do something special inside. Cook something you've never cooked before. Maybe a big giant Texas steak.
Brought to you by Big Chocolate Sticks of Texas.
Do y'all dig chocolate? Do y'all like boxes of chocolates?
No.
Because I don't, because I always end up getting the stupid, like, orange truffle and, like, spit that thing out.
What
man.
I do is, like, if I'm given a box of chocolate, I go through and I take a bite out of each one, find the ones I like, and separate them from the ones I don't like, and then just eat the ones that I like. Yeah.
And the ones you don't go in the garbage? Just
trash,
straight up go in the garbage?
Them.
See? I'm too, like, I guess, resourceful. I want to make sure nothing gets wasted.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I will suffer through the cherry nougat.
The
like,
orange is the orange nougat is the worst.
Oh,
for
it's
me.
Awful. Awful.
Don't waste the calories. Gotta watch that girlish figure.
Yeah.
Just
get
a bag of gummy bears instead.
Amen.
Put a bowl on it, right?
Amen.
That's right.
Brought to you by Haribo. Sugar free.
Ooh, don't get your date the sugar free ones. You can go back and look at some stuff we've written in the past about them sugar free bears. Don't do it. Don't do it. Anything to add, Mr. White?
No, I think we're good. I think, you know, really it's about spending time and picking that place that really matches both of your personalities and making the effort.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we wish all you guys out there a very safe, happy, and romantic Valentine's Day, or the you know, the month of love itself, all throughout February. Hopefully, we're giving you guys some ideas. Right now, we're going to go to Mr. Todd White for the Texas Music Minute. He had something he wanted to talk about.
It's kind of hard to sit back in Texas and not think about some of the great, great love songs that country music gives to us.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, one of the masters of that is George Strait.
Oh, no doubt. What are we? What song is this one?
This one here is one of his newer ones that came out recently called "Give It All We Got Tonight" on his album called "Love Is Everything."
Oh, cool!
And just fantastic song. But also, if you look back at just his history and stuff, I mean, he's got some great songs out there like "The Chair," "In Love Without End,"
"The Chair,"
"I Cross My Heart."
That
you know,
one.
And Promise
I mean,
Too.
There you go. There
the pure
you go.
Country soundtrack is pure gold when it comes to romance.
I Just Want to Dance with You. I mean, there's great songs that he's got.
Good two-stepping songs. You know what? That wasn't on the romantic list in Texas. They're forgetting about all the dance halls. And
that's
now that, my friends,
good. Go
that's
down
a
romantic
broken
night. Spoke and take your girl out for a swing.
That's right.
Singleman's.
Swing around. Swing around and round and round.
That's
Green
a great
Hall.
Idea. Yeah. Go out.
Is Copeland's alive?
Ooh, I think... I don't know.
Doesn't Darren go out there?
Yeah, probably. There's another one in Granger that's getting popular, too.
But you know what else is
that
great?
That should be on there.
But you know what else is great, though? He's got all the bases covered, because beyond just the fun love songs, he's got everything covered down to the exes live in Texas, and easy
right.
come, easy go.
Yep.
That's right.
Love Bug. Love Bug's a good one.
I like that. It's the full cycle of romance. I love you. I'm going to marry you. I don't ever want to see you again.
And The Fireman, that's a good love song if I ever heard one.
yeah, sure.
But seriously, I mean, how many of y'all have actually gone out on a date and have had George Strait playing in for the music and just dancing under the stars, two-stepping together. There's nothing like that in Texas.
Zero times I have done that.
We've gone to the rodeo.
Garden State Park,
rodeo.
I've done that a few times.
We've gone to the rodeo and done that kind of thing and danced with the...
I just think that's an amazing
and good cred
Texas
to
time.
Good props to a Texas country artist that's truly the king, king of love, king
absolutely,
of love.
Absolutely.
You know, roping and wearing jeans as starched as they are.
That's right. That's right. And loving, right or wrong.
I'm living in San Antonio. Where does he live? Dominion.
He's got a place in Rockport, but then he also lives out there in San Antonio, too.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's got a ranch in San Antonio. I put that in quotes because it's like probably not San Antonio at all.
Yeah.
It's like closest north, to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Bernie or something Northwest. Like that.
He's got a house in the Dominion. Yep.
All right. So moving on to our next segment called Questions from the Back Seat. Are we there yet?
We're not there yet.
These are some good questions. What do we got, Todd? What do we got this month?
All right, so the first question is from Raina Wingo in Point Blank. And her question is, what is your favorite day trip or weekend trip in Texas?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's always a tough one.
That's like your favorite episode.
Like
we answered that's like your favorite
that.
Episode.
Yeah,
that's
know,
your favorite
I know,
day trip.
I know. Favorite day trip. / weekend trip? See, those are totally two totally separate things.
I'm going to say looking at stars and going to that restaurant in Dallas. The Riverwalk, you know.
I mean, I approach a day trip and a weekend trip totally different. Because a day trip, I'm trying to pack in as much as I can. A weekend, I don't make really firm plans. I'm going to kind of bum around.
For me, I'd say for weekend trips, camping somewhere. Out in Big Bend or somewhere, going out camping for the weekend.
When it's not too hot.
Yeah,
or
the
too
temperature
cold.
Is right.
That's right. I like that. I like camping. I like camping. As far as like places, I still like Fredericksburg a lot, but that's because I got Enchanted Rock. A little bit of culture stuff to do.
That packs a punch out there.
Yeah, I mean, you can only walk up and down Main Street so many times, but it's a blast. I like Fredericksburg a lot, but man, that's good for a weekend too. Did that not too long ago.
Next question is there a place that is so nice that you can't get enough of it and you go back over and over and over? And Steven Anderson from Arlington asked this question.
You know, that's a tricky one. I think my answer is going to be a nope. No, there is not. Because I've got this adventurous bug. I'm always looking for the next place. So I don't return as much as I would like to. And there's always, it's the lure of the hunt.
There's
you know?
The new things
there's
you like
something
a little
else
more.
Out yeah. there. I'm going to go try something else. I'm going to try something else. Now, there's a lot of places I've fallen in love with over Texas, but not so much that I'm willing to say, oh, this is it. I'm just gonna go here for the rest of my life.
What is one of those places you fall in love with?
Oh man, dang!
You knew that was coming.
I've got
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I'm dying to go back to Mason. I like that town a lot. I thought that town was really cool, fun. There's some other places. What
I,
you know,
I know,
yours?
Chet. You know, not many people know. There's this little tiny town called Lakey, Texas, out near Garner
Lakey.
State Park.
All
and
you
I've
talk
got,
about it.
Shut
Lakey.
Up. I have
you
family
and Lakey.
That I have family that owns some land and a cabin out there. And oh man,
on El Rio Frio.
Yeah, on the Frio River, and like cabin that my grandfather built from the ground up. You go out there, there's no TV, there's, you know, a radio, your phone doesn't hardly get service,
That's
but you're
great.
Out there, you know, sitting
it.
On the porch and the big rocking chair and.
You know,
it's awesome.
We went to Garner State Park every year as little kids.
We would go to Lakey every single summer, have a big family reunion.
And so, do I go back and over again to Garner State Park? Yes, I do. So maybe that should be my answer.
Yeah,
I love Garner so much that I'll go back every summer.
Don't you see him
easily?
Don't you see him in the mirror all the time though? Don't you see Garner all the time?
Yeah, a little bit. No, you know, I think I've said this before, but I've been told my whole life we were related to John Nance Garner, Cactus Jack.
Extra.
I'm not sure that's true. I looked the other day, like, where
oh,
is it
really?
Exactly, Mom? Like, well, it's up that tree, and you just kind of go down. Like, I don't think that's right. I don't think we're related to this
that's
guy.
That's not how genealogy
Can I
works.
Recommend Ancestry.com? Brought to you by Ancestry.com.
Ancestry.com. We got a lot of sponsors for this podcast today.
No, you know, I think Padre was a fun place that you could go back to a bunch. And kind of, because it feels different than the rest of Texas coast.
Yeah, agreed.
Coast, anyway.
Yeah. If it were only closer, if God could pick that up and move it about 4 hours closer,
just
I'd be there a lot more.
Exactly. But it's a bear to get to, but it's really fun.
I think that's part of what makes it neat, though, is that it's out there. Mm-hmm. You've got to make the commitment
that's
to it.
That's the allure of Big Bend, certainly.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
Big Bend.
I had more fun than I expected out in West. Amarillo, Lubbock. And I'm actually pretty excited to head out to a coming up episode, a two episode 4-day jaunt we're going to have. Can I tell them where we're going?
Sure. Yeah.
We're going to do Midland and Monahans.
Yeah, that's right.
One shoot.
And 4-day shoot.
It's going to be kind of cold, and I like going west when it's cold.
I do too.
I'm excited
different.
About it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. Same with Marfa was awesome.
It's
like going
to be a good one.
And I liked El Paso too.
Oh, yeah. West is fun. Every time I go west, I go, okay, yeah. This is where I want to live.
Yep.
I want to live here.
Yep.
And then, you know, it's just so far from everything.
You know, one little spot that Pats and I really liked was Comfort, Texas.
Comfort's awesome.
It's a great little spot. Just tucked away. Great B&Bs. Good food.
Didn't you work a summer camp there?
I did. I did work up at a summer camp called His Hill.
That's awesome.
Fun.
That's beautiful town. I mean, beautiful Texas right there. All right, what else? You got one more for us?
I got one more question for us, and this comes from Paul Scranton in College Station. His question is, do you have any Texas ideas for spring break for college students? And I guess he's clarifying the college student as in cheap college student.
Budget. Oh, yeah.
or as in wild. Hello.
Entertainment
party,
for someone in their
time.
20s. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. See? All right, well, you can be cliche here, and we're all going to say the same thing. 1, 2, 3.
South Padre. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's where the masses go for spring break. That's the Fort Lauderdale of Texas or whatever it is.
And they rely on it, too.
Oh, man, yeah.
That's their season, man.
Yeah.
Make or break on
South Padre only has 2,000 permanent residents in. I mean, it's a tiny town.
It's little.
It explodes.
This just explodes in March. So South Padre, if you're looking to jump on the masses and you really want a foam party this spring break, you know, sometimes you got to have a foam party.
Take your picture in front of that big shark.
But if you got a good bunch of buddies and y'all are looking for something chilled out, low key, go camping. Go camping. Go to Garner State Park.
The weather's just starting to get right.
Find a state park that's a little farther away than you would drive for a weekend, like a Garner maybe or something like that.
Huntsville.
Gorgeous. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Set up shop. Stay the week. Oh, man. Yeah, that's what I would recommend.
Well, if you've got questions like that for the podcast, make sure you send those over to questions@thedaytripper.com or podcast@thedaytripper.com.
Can I just ask you the question? Oh, you mean listeners.
Questions from the back seat.
Oh, listeners.
Richie, do you have any?
Wow.
Oh, no. No. No.
Yeah, you don't just yell across the office at me and throw a question.
Hey, I was wondering.
All right. And then, you know, our next segment, this is something new as well. We thought we'd give you guys a little bit of shout out. This is called Fan Rants and Musings. This is where we go through and we scope social media.
Yes, I've been waiting for this.
Oh,
we go through the comments of social media, the emails you send us, and pick our favorites to talk about them right here and there. You know, one of the best ones that's been coming up, if y'all didn't know, we've launched our The Day Tripper Viewer's Choice Contest, where we're in season 6 right now. We are going to let our viewers pick the finale destination. We're always here. You got to go here. Well, fine. Y'all vote, pick. It doesn't matter where, somewhere we've covered already or not. We will go. The whole crew will load up in the car. We will go make an episode. And we've been getting a lot of good feedback. Well, our current, we've got, you know, some people in the lead. Waxahachie's there, Lampasas, Canyon, Tomball, and there was one other up in the lead.
Oh,
can't
and I
remember.
Looked at the list too, and I forgot.
Palestine, Tyler, they're up there.
Mm.
Anyway, we've got some good cities that are being voted for. We're totally letting the viewers pick. But it's been
Canyon.
One of the most fun things to do is when a viewer recommends a place that we've already gone, like pretty much.
Man, you got to go to Waco. Season 1, episode 1.
What?
Todd's
been doing something that's fun.
So I sat there one night while I was watching TV and went through all the comments. And every time somebody actually named a place you've already been, I was like, instant winner! And then the link to the episode.
Yes!
Go the next one, instant winner!
Yes!
I told him the opposite. You got to do it.
You should go to College Station. We should! Instant winner!
Watch it right now!
Amazing!
Of course, the best part was that we had a fan that further down that list, as people were doing over and over again, this person was like, you obviously are not Day Tripper fans. They've already been to half these places.
Calling them out.
Which is right. a point and counterpoint to that. People come across our show in
the middle of
We don't know.
Yeah.
We've got as many new fans as we do old. More new fans than old.
And if you're just on broadcast, if you're just finding episodes as they air. Mm-hmm. You're only going to see this season and maybe some of the one before. So season four, season three, those are some great episodes. And no one knows we went to LaGrange. No one knows we went to Kima. No, yeah.
Yeah. I had a lady email me about Kima, basically said, you need to go to NASA and the boardwalk and all this. Like, stuff
yes,
like,
ma'am. Yes, I'll ma'am. Do it right now.
It's a winner. yeah. So that's been kind of fun. Anything else, Todd, that you got in your viewer feedback, rants, and musings?
You know, the funny thing is we posted a photo of Hillary, our new intern, as well. And just the comments after that were hilarious. There's a lot of people who were more focused on the whiteboard behind you guys, looking for clues of where we're going to go. They wanted to see if there was a list of the towns and who was in the top running. They were reading that whiteboard, and I think they forgot we actually have an intern named Hillary that joined us.
That post did go kind of wild.
The magical
mostly
whiteboard.
Just people like trying to find our tricks.
We do some weird hieroglyphics back there.
That we do.
Really do.
Yeah, we do.
And then you got an email today from somebody.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Miss Vicky, thank you very much for sending in the email. She likes the show, but seemed to have taken issue with the fact that we fed bread to the ducks in Houston. Evidently, bread kills ducks.
At Herman Park?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did y'all know that? Bread is bad for ducks?
I didn't know that. What is safe to feed to ducks then?
What do ducks eat?
I don't know.
I think your show in general is poisonous because you feed that host guy
yeah, that's
way
right.
too much barbecue.
He's gonna die eventually.
And beer. That's not good for humans, Chet.
No, but I don't know what ducks eat. Should we be feeding them like
ducks
sardines?
Eat,
like little
ducks
fish?
Eat, they've got to eat little bugs and minnows, right?
It's got to be little water bugs or something.
Well, so with the power of technology, I just Googled what do ducks eat.
If only there were a device to
that
look
somehow
up
harness the world's knowledge.
In one place.
And all it says is that leafy greens are an important part of a duck's diet.
Get
them
some
the moss
kale.
And stuff? Hey.
Spinach and kale.
There we
kale.
Go.
Get
all
them
right,
that.
I'm gonna pack a bag
veggie.
Of kale.
There
I'm packing
go.
A bag of kale.
There you go.
There
we go. For every future duck feeding we do on the Day Tripper, which we're going to in a Bernie episode eventually. Very good. But thank you, Miss
we'll
Vicky.
Keep that in mind,
we appreciate the feedback. We didn't know that what we were doing was bad for the ducks, so we're gonna work on that. All right. Well, everybody, thank y'all so much for listening to this episode 8, Texas is for Lovers. We've had a blast. This show, of course, was brought to you by the Highland Lakes. It wouldn't be possible to make this program without their support. And if you're looking for a romantic getaway, oh yeah.
That's
a
right.
A place to bring your special someone into the beautiful rolling Texas hill country. Oh, we're combining sound effects.
Ooh, exciting.
Someone's having a good time.
You can find all the information at thehighlandlakes.org, thehighlandlakes.org. Or G.
Give it.
O-R-G. All right. And remember, everybody, if you want to support the show, we've got the Day Tripper General Store up and running. Got a lot of new products in there now. Of course, our 2015 calendars. And if you want those personalized, autographed, leave a note in the PayPal. We'd
buy
be happy to do that.
Buy them in January.
Yeah. Hey. Use them. You'll get half, you know, a little bit of Fredericksburg in there for some January. And then wherever we go next in the calendar, I can't remember. But please buy them. We bought too many. No, I'm picking. I'm kidding. No, but really, if you do want them autographed, personalized, let me know. We've got our season 6 shirts with all the destinations of season 6 in there and stainless steel pint glasses.
Ooh.
Those are pretty cool. My favorite glass
ever. Don't forget
about
our journals and coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee mugs or hot chocolate mugs for those people.
AKA hot chocolate mugs. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can get there by going to daytrippergeneralstore.com. Or go to thedaytripper.com and click on shop. And you can find all the other stuff we got. We just added some new art prints and some stuff from some independent Texas artists. I'm really excited about that.
The hats and koozies, of course.
Of course. Now, hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next time as we're talking about behind the scenes of the newest episodes of season 6. In February, we got 3 new episodes coming your way to Athens, Baytown, and Kingsville. And we'll give you guys all the behind-the-scenes shenanigans that went on trying to make those shows actually happen.
That's suitable for air.
That's right. That's right. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Mr. Todd, Richie, Kelly, thank you guys for being in here, making this whole thing happen.
Yeah.
You guys, everybody, have a happy month of love there in February. We'll see y'all on the road. Vaya con Dios, amigos.